Hello, Low Country. This is longtime ESPN commentator Dr. Jerry Punch, inviting you to listen to the Scott Hamilton Show every day right here on 98.9 ESPN Charleston. Because as everyone knows, Scott is a legend in his own mind.
Welcome back. Saitama hotline question of the day. Should the Panthers make a run at Deshaun Watson? It's a complicated question. It's not all about wins and losses, or at least that's what David Tepper has told us. We're going to learn a lot between now and November 2nd. Joining us now on the Saitama hotline, covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic, it's my buddy Joe Person. How you doing?
What's up, pal?
Living large, brother. How are you? How's the family?
I'm doing well, man. We're all doing well, actually. My dad's in town from not too far from you guys. He spends a lot of his winters in Litchfield.
Oh yeah,
which is a beautiful part of the country, and as you're in a great part of the country. So appreciate you having me on.
I appreciate you coming on, Joe. And your boots are on the ground in Charlotte. What's the latest regarding the possibility of Deshaun Watson becoming a Carolina Panther?
Well, I mean, the Panthers are having conversations with the Houston Texans. They're also having, as you alluded to, serious conversations within their own building about what this means, what would it mean to the fan base, and really, should they do it? You know, like I had someone tell me yesterday, who's with the organization, that, yes, obviously they know what they're getting with Deshaun Watson, the football player. But what sort of message does it send to the fan base? David Tepper famously at the press conference when he got the team in summer 2018 said he was going to change the culture after the kind of stain on Jerry Richardson's legacy at the end. And obviously taking on a player with these 22 accusations of sexual improprieties is not a good look. I mean, maybe it turns out he is, innocent and ends up, and there's a presumption of innocence in this country, but this isn't a courtroom. This is a professional football team which has a constituency of fan bases, many of whom may be turned off if they get Deshaun Watson. It's a serious situation. It's one the Panthers, I know, aren't taking lightly. It'll be interesting to see. You said it best, man. We're going to learn a lot about David Tepper and this organization over the next 8 days or so.
Why haven't we heard anything, though, Joe? I mean, if they're thinking about it, I get it. I mean, I know they can only say so much, but you would think they would send out some kind of message, either shooting it down or deflecting in some form or fashion, and they're not really doing anything.
Well, it's a great question. I mean, they can't, as you said, they can't really speak very specifically to Deshaun himself, or about Deshaun, I should say, or else they're guilty of tampering and potentially lose a draft pick and get fined and et cetera, et cetera. What I think might, now there is the possibility that in, having this story come out the last couple of days, I think I broke it Sunday after the game that they were definitely following the Sam Darnold meltdown in New York. That they were going to be involved in the Deshaun Watson trade. It doesn't mean that necessarily they're going to, at what level, we don't know. Well, perhaps that getting out was their way of putting out a trial balloon, right? A test balloon. So, because folks like you are asking listeners to vote. Websites like The Athletics are running surveys, the Charlotte Observer, Twitter pool, we're getting, and the Panthers are going to get a feel for what the fan base feels about this situation. Will it make a difference in their thinking? Maybe. with you know, you're talking about, it isn't just fans, right? And I made this point in my column this morning. It's about corporate sponsorships. You know, it's about public money too. With David Tepper's already gotten a lot of it to build the facility headquarters in Rock Hill, gotten a lot of South Carolina money. He's going to be asking for a lot of North Carolina money when he decides to do his new stadium. And so this thing is very complex. I don't have a good feel for which direction it's going to go. I mean, I wouldn't even want to venture a guess, but I do know that they are taking this very seriously, and they're not just, you know, flippantly ignoring the legal aspect of that of this situation.
Joe, what is it about this franchise, man? I mean, it seems like every few years it gets involved in something that goes beyond the football field. We can go back to Ray Carruth. You know, you got the Greg Hardy mess. You got Cam flipping a truck. It just keeps going on and on for this franchise. And then, of course, you know, we thought it culminated with Jerry Richardson, of all people, getting hauled into some stuff. Is this franchise just cursed, man? I mean, it seems like they want to do the right thing, but it always has something pop up.
Yeah, it's a fair question. I do think that when you're dealing with, you know, 53 guys on a football team or 100 in training camp, and the kind of egos and personalities we see in front offices and coaching staffs, I think it sometimes feels like it's only happening to your franchise, but it's not. I mean, look at John Gruden. Look at the Washington football team. You talk about a drama a day. You know, they're still processing the mascot stuff, the team name stuff, and then they've got Bruce Allen. And now they've got Ryan Vermilion, the trainer who was subject to the DEA raid, who, oh, by the way, was with the Panthers for 18 years. So, yes, you had Deflategate in New England. You had Bountygate with the Saints. It's just, I said this to a colleague, one of the other sports writers recently down here in Charlotte, or up here in Charlotte. I said, you know, it's just, I think it's our time in the bucket. You know, it's sort of cyclical, and it's been kind of quiet for a little bit after the Richardson scandal. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, this, listen, if they acquire Deshaun Watson, like, that sort of becomes your beat, my beat, you know, like, is because there's so much around that. Does he play immediately? Does he not play? I'm going to get very, get very knowledgeable in a hurry about civil law and statutes of limitations, et cetera, et cetera. So it just sort of is what it is, to quote John Fox. And Panthers seem to be kind of going through it right now.
We're joined by Joe Person of The Athletic. Follow him on Twitter, at Joseph Person. And, Joe, just a couple more questions before we let you go. Where did things go sideways with Sam Darnold? Or was he always who we thought he was, that being the Sam Darnold that we saw with the Jets, and maybe the Panthers just reached a little too much?
There was definitely a reach. You know, they were hell-bent on moving on from Teddy Bridgewater. They miss out on Stafford. Watson's legal stuff comes up, and they were about to, you know, kind of get shut out of the quarterback musical chairs. So, yeah, there was a reach. Some of their logic, some of their thinking, I should say, and reasoning made sense at some level. Young guy, surround him with playmakers that he didn't have in New York, give him protection he didn't have in New York. Well, guess what? Protection here has been worse. But then put him in a pretty good offensive system. And now we're wondering, too, about Joe Brady's offensive system. All that being said, I think, buddy, if everything around Sam Darnold is pretty good, not even perfect, but pretty darn good, then I think his ceiling is still okay. And we saw that the first 3 weeks of the season. They go 3-0. He's throwing for 300 yards. Christian McCaffrey was healthy. They were getting early leads so that defense could pin their ears back and blitz, and they were sacking. And but, oh, by the way, they were playing terrible teams. Even the Saints in week two with Jameis, we saw bad Jameis that game. All that, you know, like I say, I think Sam Darnold is a passable quarterback, maybe even a little above average. I'll give him that if everything around him is darn near perfect. Obviously, the last 4 weeks it hasn't been. He panics in the pocket. He forces throws. He looks very uncomfortable, and he looks like, frankly, the Sam Darnold we saw for three seasons in New York, which is why the Panthers have to move on from him, whether it is this year, whether it's this week with Deshaun Watson, this offseason. I mean, that frankly, they would have been better served, in my opinion, keeping Teddy Bridgewater. I think Teddy, at this point, is better than Sam Darnold.
And, Joe, we're going to send you off with this question. Let's say the Panthers do make a run for Deshaun Watson. What are we looking at? What are they going to have to give up asset-wise? It seems to me that every passing day the price goes down unless Houston is just willing to throw its hands up and say, nah, we're going to screw this guy over. We don't care.
Yeah, you know, and all we keep hearing, it's a fascinating question because we really only keep hearing this, three first-rounders, maybe even a couple seconds. It is an unprecedented deal. I get it. There's never been a Pro Bowl franchise quarterback in his prime just who wants out like this. But also the other piece of it with 22 civil accusations is also unprecedented. And so I agree with you. I think right now, if you do the deal now, I think you're having to buy the uncertainty. And so the price is lower. And how much lower? I don't know. Who knows? I mean, and so do the Texans dig their heels in, as you suggested, and say, forget it. We're not doing it at this price. Because guess what? In March or February, there's going to be a whole lot more interested teams. There might be some resolution on the legal stuff, and we're going to get what we want. And I'd love to be a fly on the wall in Scott Fitter's office this week as he's talking to Nick Caserio. Because I don't think ultimately right now if they move him, you know, before November 2nd, they're going to get that huge haul. I mean, it isn't going to be nothing, but I don't think it's going to be the huge haul we keep hearing about.
And Joe, I'll leave you with this thought. Also, I have to think that if they do ride this out, and either the legal system goes sideways for Deshaun Watson or the league finally steps in and does something, that the Texans are going to get some relief with regards to cap and all that stuff.
You broke up right at the end. They're going to do what?
They're going to get some relief with regards to cap space.
Yeah, that's another issue. And, you know, now, you know, you keep hearing now, too, or kind of just recently hearing that maybe Deshaun wants to redo his deal because he's going to have this huge pile of legal fees. you're due to make $35 million next year. If I'm the Panthers, I mean, there's already a lot of potential deal breakers on this thing, and I think that would be another one that you're getting right now at the current contract. You're getting a franchise quarterback who's under control at a decent, hard to think $35 million is reasonable, but it is in this scenario. So I'm not throwing any extra money on his plate to pay Rusty Harden.
He covers the Carolina Panthers for The Athletic. You can follow him on Twitter at Joseph Person. Joe, buddy, I know you're slammed. I really appreciate you coming on today, man. Excellent work, by the way.
Always, brother, man. Good to hear from you.
You too, man.